be silly,
how to be funny,
how to be witty,
how to be Brian,
and how to be Billy.
And that's really, really good to know because it's our show.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to episode 28 of the Billy and Brian Show. I'm Billy, and with me, as always, is Brian.
Hey!
And we're going to be talking about Game of Thrones.
Game on!
Game of Thrones today.
Game on! Oh, Game of Thrones! What's that? What's going on there? I don't know what's happening. I thought we already did the theme song. It's the ukulele thing. Alright.
Well, everybody's enjoying the pop-up map of Brooklyn that's occurring on the screen as I was doing that, right? We're working that in.
Oh, is that how it happens?
I was assuming that's what we're going to do for this episode.
Once you finish making that, yeah.
Wait, I was making it? I thought you were making it.
You said you wanted to make a pop-up map.
Yeah, but I said we make it, and then by we, I meant you.
I thought you meant you.
No, no, when I say we, I mean this is something I want you to do.
No, I thought you meant you.
Okay. Okay, there will be no pop-up map.
I thought you were like, I'm going to make a pop-up map. Whee!
No, I meant, I said we're going to make a pop-up map. You!
Oh, I thought you were just doing some stupid Italian accent or something.
Hey,
hey, it's a you! Hey, hey you guys! Hey, hey, oh, hey, hey, Mario! I'm the wiener!
The Billy and Brian Show would like to apologize for all of our listeners in South Brooklyn.
Wait, wait, wait. You're saying that we were talking about South Brooklyn? Uh-oh. I was just making funny voices. Now you're saying that we were being racist towards persons. I don't like it.
Somebody
besides, we were making fun of North Brooklyn hipsters making fun of Italians.
Oh, they're the worst. The North Brooklyn hipsters.
Italians are the worst.
Wait,
you're
what?
You said it.
You're getting me in trouble with my family.
You said Italians are the worst, and you couldn't be more offensive.
I was wondering where you were going with that more. Okay, so we're going to talk about Game of Thrones today. We are...
Hey, I'm from Dorne. Oh, I'm from the south. Oh, I'm from... I kill your sister. Oh, bah, bah, bah.
Bravo for Bravos, am I right?
I don't get it.
I mean, I don't know.
Okay. I haven't read the books, so...
I haven't read the books either.
I guess we should say that...
Neither of us have read the books.
Is that if you're worried about spoilers, neither of us have read the books.
We will spoil things through the end of season four.
I don't even read the subtitles. That's how much I just don't read when it comes to Game of Thrones.
Brian can't read. Not only is Brian is not a product of the New York City public school system, but if you're wondering why some of the kids there can't read, it's because neither can the teachers.
Hey, just have to call on a kid, have them read aloud. I don't have to do any of it.
Like, yeah, that sounded great.
Oh, how do we do this math problem? Let's get a volunteer from the class to show us.
Not another one with letters, damn it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. This is math. We don't use letters.
So our top five today is our top five favorite Game of Thrones characters. And then we're also going to do a top five worst, or we're just doing a couple of worst?
I thought we were doing a top five. Just because
okay, that's good,
there's just so many people
I've
on the show that are the worst.
I've got like eight that I hate. Like once you think of one, they just start flowing out.
I mean, we could probably do top five plot lines that I just don't care about. And
that'll be part of my top five worst characters.
Although it's not so much the plot lines, I just don't like them. It's that when a cooler plot line just doesn't happen at all that week, it's just kind of annoying. And all right, sorry, Stannis, you're not doing anything.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah. Sorry, Stannis.
Sorry, Stannis. That's going to be the official hashtag for this episode.
But let's start things off on a more positive note, if I can read my writing. Why don't you go first? What is your fifth favoritest character?
My fifth favoritest character is Friendzone, who is Danny's buddy, Daenerys' buddy, the one who...
Oh, do you mean Ser Jorah Mormont?
Yes, that is who I mean. But I call him Friendzone because I never remember his name. And he is basically the guy who will never date Danny.
Well, especially now.
Yeah, yeah. Poor Friendzone got him.
Although now they don't work together, so, you know, maybe.
After being called her best friend and closest advisor in episode 7 or 8 of the season, he was then In episode 6 or 7, he was then quickly unfriended in episode 8. Very sad.
Wait, weren't there 10 episodes?
Yeah.
I thought he got unfriended in the last episode.
Oh, I thought he was unfriended in...
No, that's true, because... Yeah. Last episode...
Yeah, the last episode was her dealing with her petulant dragon, who's gone from barbecuing goods to barbecuing children.
How to chain your dragon.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Let's go back.
I'm glad you saved that for the podcast.
Let's set that up better.
I don't know how to set that up better.
Yeah, he's all right. He's a cool guy. Did some good stuff for her.
I like Friendzone a lot.
I think he's a little boring.
He has that cool voice. And he is one of the two actors who... Ooh, you know what? Oh, man. Now that I think about it, I kind of wish I had picked Red as my number 5 instead of Friendzone. That's my other Downton Abbey actor who...
Who?
Jon Snow's girlfriend, Red.
Oh, Ygritte.
Sure, I call her Red because she has red hair.
Yeah,
my other nickname for her is Mary Jane.
Oh, that one makes sense.
Yeah, there's Red and Red Beard. That's how I don't confuse those two.
Is Red Beard the
Red Beard's her
like
boss,
her dad or whatever?
Yeah, her dad boss. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Wildlings are a little bit weird. They're probably all related.
Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of inbreeding in the Wildlings.
Yeah, not as much as in the Targaryen household, though.
I was
going to
say Lannister.
Well, that's not on purpose. Well, that's not by design.
Oh, that was on purpose.
I guess, yeah. At least one of them does it on purpose.
Friend zone, you're out. Red, you're in. Yeah,
she's a lot cooler.
Yeah. You know nothing, Jon Snow, is the as you wish of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Of Westeros. George R. R. Martin is clearly a huge Princess Bride fan. There's so many Princess Bride
references. Yeah, this is basically a Princess Bride season.
Yeah.
A little bit strange.
No.
There's the Man in Black, I'm sure. I guess Jon Snow's the Man in Black.
Yeah, it was like Men in Black.
Let's see. There's giants. We had Andre the Giant and his little woolly mammoth friend.
There's Inigo Montoya.
Although, I guess Inigo Montoya sort of fought Andre the Giant, if you look at it that way.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Huh. Whereas Hodor, Andre the Giant. I don't know. But the Red Viper is clearly Inigo Montoya.
Yeah. Did they ever actually call him the Red Viper on the show?
I don't.
Or is that just?
Yeah, that's.
Other
I think it's only a book
it.
Thing because I like all my friends who've read the books refer to him as the Red Viper.
Yeah. And when the Red Wedding happened, everybody knew it was called the Red Wedding, and I was like,
"Yeah, it was never called the Red Wedding."
I mean,
Wedding.
That's a cool nickname for it, but it's amazing everybody came up with the same nickname.
Mm. And it was not called the Red Wedding on the show, and that was not the title of the episode.
I believe it might have been mentioned
the title
this
of,
season.
The title of the episode was "The Viper versus the Mountain," I think.
Right, that's
where
true.
They fought. I think that might have been the only time that he was actually called the Red Viper, or it was called the Viper.
They may have called him that when they were talking about the poison when they were treating the mountain in the last episode.
Maybe.
Which was a weird scene.
Yeah, it was Miracle Max from The Princess Bride treating the mountain.
That's true. And I thought Cersei was like, oh, he fought and got my brother killed for me. I'm totally going to marry the mountain. There was a little bit of that I sort of thought might be happening, but it didn't make sense. And I'm glad I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I did not understand why Cersei cared so much about why the mountain lived or died. She could be busy fucking her brother at that point.
Yeah, and I also wondered a little bit whether she needed for him to keep living to really win the fight.
Mm.
But it really didn't seem like that mattered.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the technicality on that.
So, yeah, Ygritte's pretty awesome. Bows and arrows are always fun, and she just barely missed my list.
Yeah, I was really sad when she died. Spoiler alert, she dies.
Yeah.
Because I was hoping for, finally a happy ending in Game of Thrones. But nope, that fucking kid that Sam told him to pick up a weapon and fight had to kill her and then looked totally badass when he did. He's just standing there like Robin Hood.
I mean, I don't know. I didn't really have time to stop and expect anything out of that scene. Because while she had the arrow pointed at him, I'm like, she's not going to not shoot him.
I was like, they're going to kiss.
And then when she got it, I was like, well, at least Jon Snow's still alive.
Because
I didn't really see a way for them to end up together out of all this.
Yeah.
Unless, like, the frozen zombies came around and decided to knock down the wall and the wildlings joined up with the crows. And
oh, man, that's like a that's
That
like
didn't
a
seem like that would happen.
That's like a wrestling plot line.
There are a lot of heel turns in this show. So my number Hodor is Hodor, because Hodor. I mean, Hodor. Am I Hodor?
So your favorite, your number 5 character is the Pokemon of Westeros.
Hodor? I don't Hodor what like, you're Hodor.
Like Pikachu, he only says his own name.
Oh, is that? I don't.
Yeah, the Pokemons only say their own name, or, you know, parts of their own name. Like Pikachu will say Pikachu and Pikachu, and that's his entire language.
Wow.
Yeah.
So at least when he has to pee, he can say that. That's true. Pee, pee, pee.
And when he sneezes, Kachu. He just goes Kachu, yes.
Yeah, Hodor's just fun as he's just kind of, I mean, sort of silly, but and then when he gets all warged over by Bran, then he just turns into Super Hodor.
Yeah, he becomes the Undertaker. He rolls his eyes back and chokeslams
everybody.
That
was a little bit weird where he, like, became an awesome fighter. Is it that he's too dumb to, like, move gracefully and be able to fight, or he's just too gentle that he wouldn't fight?
Yeah, I think he's too gentle.
And even to save his buddies and his own life?
I mean, he's too meek. Meek is the word.
Yes. But still, no matter how meek you are, if you're about to get killed by some skeletons that pop out of the snow, I feel like you'd at least try to defend yourself.
Maybe he's overcome by fear.
I don't know Hodor.
Yeah. Hodor just missed making my list. And by just missed, I meant mean he was at least seventh because friend zone was six. My number four is Arya, the littlest badass.
The biggest badass.
She's like 4'7".
Oh, you meant size.
Okay. Yeah.
She's pretty small. The littlest badass is Sir Pounce, who also just missed my list.
The littlest badass
I can't wait for
is actually
his...
Tyrion Circus Season 2 when he, like, defends Westeros, or defends King's Landing.
I think Arya's still shorter.
Really? Than Tyrion?
I don't know.
Tyrion's a little person. Arya's going through puberty.
I mean, she still seems pretty small. Maybe she's just always next to big people.
Yeah, she's always hanging out with the
and
Hound.
And you're used to him.
When the Hound looks normal size, then, yeah, Arya looks super tiny.
Yeah. But yeah, Arya's pretty badass.
Yeah, she's awesome.
As is Khaleesi, who's my number four. Because although this past season where it's turned into the West Wing of Easteros, it's a little... I mean, it's entertaining.
Is she in Easteros
but she's
or
just
South
not too much. Essos, I believe is what it's called.
Yeah, okay.
I believe. I could definitely be wrong, but I'm pretty sure there is the other place is called Essos.
Yeah. I was hoping that it was divided up by a compass as Northeros, Westeros, Easteros, and Southeros.
Those are the Three Musketeers. And it's not Southeros, it's D'Artagnan.
You beat me to that one.
Yeah, Khaleesi, I mean, she's got the fucking dragons. Like, I was going to put one of the dragons, but that's a little lame. And
yeah, which
they
dragon
all
do you pick? The one who burns children?
Dracarys is the only name I remember, and I've read all the names. I'm like, oh, those are cool dragon names, but or I could have picked Toothless, right? From How to Train Your Dragon, yeah.
I was gonna pick the Shivan dragon from Magic: The Gathering because you know, for four colorless and two red, you get a creature that's 5/5 plus for every red that you pump into him, he goes up +1/+0. And he's got flying. Throw a couple of giant growths and a berserk on them, maybe forked up berserk. Your enemy is looking at hard, hard.
Right.
These two overcome.
I'd tap that. You get it?
Yeah. Yeah. I'd say that about Sarah Angel, except they don't tap when they attack.
True. But yeah, Khaleesi, I mean, she's turned into a pretty good governor.
She's badass.
And, you know. I don't know. She's
I've noticed,
awesome.
Like, in season one, she had a bunch of nude scenes, and now, progressively, they've gone away. I wonder
I'm
if
pretty sure
because...
I read something about her complaining about it.
I was wondering if she was like, listen, I'm one of the main characters. I don't want to do any more nude scenes.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, you could recast this. Good luck. I'm not, like, one of those other five parts you've recast, and nobody cares about them.
Who did they recast besides that guy who, you know,
they recast Dario Naharis.
That's the guy who wants
That's
to
the guy you're thinking of.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there was somebody else. Oh, the mountain. There's been three different mountains.
Really?
Yeah.
He's like the sun on National Lampoon's Vacation.
The new one was?
No, I mean, he gets recast.
Oh. Okay. I was like, wait. Rusty?
Yeah, no. He's the
Anthony
Rusty.
Anthony Michael Hall is the mountain?
He's
or,
the Rusty Westeros.
What's his name from Johnny Galecki is the mountain?
That's right. I forgot
wow,
that Johnny Galecki
that's
was.
That's amazing. I mean, Anthony Michael Hall, we all know, buffed up by the time he was in Edward Scissorhands.
Right.
Turned into kind of a badass and kind of an ass.
Yeah, Anthony Michael Hall has become scary looking.
But yeah, there've been Bobby Draper syndrome has hit Westeros.
Mm.
Your number three?
My number three. Looking at my list, my number three is one half of the best romantic couple in Westeros, Jaime Lannister.
Now, I hope Brienne is the other half.
Who is with me? At the end of season three, when Jaime makes his way back to King's Landing, and he walks into like the you know the king's throne room, and he locks eyes with Cersei, and she sees him. And who else is like, oh, those two are finally back together? And then you realize they're brother and sister, and you're like, ew. Oh, you win this one, George R.R. Martin.
Yeah, I think they staged that very well, and that everybody was like, oh. And depending
gross.
On depending on where you're at, it took just a couple seconds before, oh, ooh.
Yeah, but
wait a second.
When Jaime broke Tyrion out in the last episode of this season, I was so hoping for Jaime and Tyrion to go on the road together and become... They could even spin that off into its own show.
Just that would be pretty cool.
Give me a half hour of Jaime and Tyrion program. On the road, just having adventures, like BJ and the bear, Jaime and the little dude.
And I feel like every episode would end like
the, J-team.
The Incredible Hulk. And they just walk backwards and... turn around, and Jaime would say, Tyrion, I know you got short legs, but come on, hurry up.
That was kind of like when Friendzone got kicked out of the Easter egg.
Yeah, he definitely did the Charlie Brown walk from Arrested Development.
And the walk into the sunset, like the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah. Did you actually pick?
Jaime was my number three.
He's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's so great. I hated him in season one.
Oh, yeah, he was the worst. And then he really made the opposite of a heel turn, whatever that is.
A face turn.
Is that what it's really called?
Yeah, it is what it's called. Because the good guys in wrestling are called baby faces.
Really?
Yeah. That goes back to, you know, like the 40s and 50s.
Huh.
Baby faces and heels.
Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Jaime, king of the...
But, yeah, Jaime definitely redeemed himself and then raped his sister, which...
But he's got that awesome gold
And then
hand.
She...
Was into it?
You know, well, I mean, in the last episode, then she came back to it. I don't know. I just don't know about those two.
Yeah.
I mean, I do know. It's gross. They shouldn't do it. I also thought when... Jaime broke Tyrion out that when he came around and saw Shay sleeping in the bed, I thought that was Cersei's bed. I mean, I thought he was going to kill Tywin.
Mm.
But then I thought when he saw a chick, I thought, is that Cersei's butt there?
And why did he go into Tywin's room in the first place?
To kill him.
To kill him? So he was like, I'm just going to kill my dad. Like, cause I was
he brought a crossbow.
Oh, I thought he got the crossbow after he killed Shay.
You might...
So he didn't have the crossbow when he went into Shay's room. When he saw Shay, he didn't have the crossbow.
He didn't have it when he was fighting with her.
Yeah, I think he grabbed it after and was like, you know, ready to go all Bruce Willis, Pulp Fiction on Tywin at that point. I was hoping that they would have like a sword and then like a bigger sword and then he grabs the crossbow.
Could have sworn when he was walking towards the room that's when he had it.
I'd have to watch that scene again.
But, my number three is, on behalf of the direwolves as a collective, I'll just choose Ghost as the coolest of the direwolves.
Direwolves are great.
Because he's like, I mean, he's basically like beast mode when Jon Snow needed some help in that fight.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, unlock the hound.
But not the actual hound.
Yeah.
No.
Anytime the direwolves show up, it's just a little bit of a surprise, and I'm just like, puppy! Yay!
Are any of the direwolves dead? Is Rob's dead? Is that whose head was on his...
Rob's must be dead because of that. When Arya's, which is called Nymeria, which is a pretty cool name, I read that on the internet. Nymeria bit Joffrey
right.
in season one, and then... ran away, and like Arya made him run away, and then to get justice they killed Sansa's and so that one's dead, and I think Rickon's may still be with him and Jon's is still around with him.
Rickon, the Stark son nobody remembers.
Yeah, the other son.
Where is he?
There was a point when feel like this might have been all the way in last season.
Like when Theon burned King's Landing?
No, that's when they escaped, Bran and Rick together.
Yeah.
But when Jon Snow got shot by the love of his life a couple times and was riding Castle Black,
yeah,
that was at the same... Or that was outside of that like silo or whatever that they were hiding in.
Right.
That Hodor and Bran were in. And I think that was the point when Bran like had his vision and said, I have to go north of the wall to that crazy tree and find some old dude and some chick strung out on heroin throwing fireballs.
Oh, yeah, little Terminator.
Yeah, yeah.
Come with me if you want.
And
if
I
you
think
don't want
then...
Die.
Oh, and I think Ricky went to... Was supposed to go to Castle Black.
Hmm.
Or maybe they just went to hide somewhere because he's with Tonks.
Oh, right. Yeah, he's with Tonks.
I was thinking about that a couple episodes ago, and I was like, oh, did Tonks die?
Yeah.
Oh. But I think she's with him. And then the creepy children joined up with Bran.
Oh, yeah, the Love Actually kid.
Oh, yeah. So creepy. Yeah. So creepy.
So dead. Sorry, Love Actually.
Yeah. But yeah, direwolves, awesome.
Direwolves are great. I want my own direwolf. Every time they're on screen, I'm like, oh, that's what I want for a pet, a direwolf.
Puppy. Puppies are great.
A puppy who will, like, kill people for me. Not that I want to kill people, but, you know, it's nice to have the option.
Yeah.
My number two is... I looked at my number two, and I was like, no, that can't be right, but that was on my worst list.
Yeah.
My number two is Tyrion. Tyrion Lannister.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome. Who also my number two.
I hated him in the first season, like Jaime. Didn't like any of those Lannisters in the first season.
No. Tyrion was awesome. I mean, I just love Dinklage in everything.
Yeah.
I rewatched The Station Agent recently.
I never saw
and
that.
It's slow and brooding and that kind of indie movie, but it's still really good, and he's great in it.
He's great in The Elf.
He's great in everything.
Or Elf.
The Elf.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was great in Lord of the Rings as The Elf.
He's Legolas, right?
But yeah, he's the best.
Yeah, no, he's terrific. I didn't like his character.
Even in the Law and Order episode, he was amazing, and...
I didn't like his character in the first, I guess, half of season one, and then started liking him towards the end of season one.
He just had sex with whores and peed on things and drank a lot. What's not to like?
He was so mean. He has an arc, just like Jaime.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like he's kind of been...
Yeah. Why?
I don't know if he's had an arc so much as the show has
like
made
everyone else has gone downhill.
Yeah. I mean, I think he stayed pretty... I think the show has just showed us his real nature.
Mm.
And maybe almost flying out the moon door changed him.
Hmm.
And just, you know, being paired up with Bronn just
Bronn's
makes you awesome.
So awesome.
Bronn's pretty cool.
Not to show my hand.
Is Bronn your number one?
Bronn is my number one.
Wow.
Best line, Bronn. He gets the best line in every episode if he's in it. Like, he always has the best quip. Yeah, he's terrific.
He's pretty great.
Bronn is awesome.
I mean, his fight with Jaime, helping Jaime train...
Oh, that was
fantastic. Stepped him up a little bit more.
Yeah, I love him in every scene. I hope that, you know, he comes back next season. The only thing better than Jaime and Tyrion on the road together is Bronn and Tyrion on the road together.
That's true. I mean, Tyrion and Pod was pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
And now Brienne and Pod. Pod almost made my list. Pod's become pretty awesome.
Yeah, but Pod's good comic relief.
Brienne's just a little too boring most of the time. She has her awesome moments, but their buddy comedy needs a little bit of work.
Yeah, Brienne's a good straight man or straight woman.
You're saying because you don't know? speaking of...
Oh, man. Hands.
My number one is one half of the best pairing on the show, which is Arya.
Cersei?
No, not the incest pairing on the show, the best pairing.
Oh, I thought you said incest. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Littlefinger and Sansa?
No. Little girl, Arya Stark, is just so awesome. She's just a little pithy badass. She's just like Punky Brewster with a needle.
She is like Punky Brewster.
And just being with the Hound has made her even better.
Yeah, I like that she...
Just the way that she whispers her death list on, like, Nixon would as he fell asleep. Oh, she's just so fun.
Do you do that for all the students you don't like every period?
No, I mutter that during class in front of them.
These are who I'm failing this semester.
And, like, when she was, you know, falling asleep next to the Hound and she was saying, and then he, like, interrupted her. And then you kind of knew that her one last name was going to be him.
Yeah.
But... It still was crazy when she said it. And yeah. he's just like, what?
Yeah, he's like, huh?
And then she had the chance and didn't do it.
Oh, but that was great. That was even better. She just took his coin purse and left him to die.
Do we think he might have survived? I mean, it seemed pretty obvious he was dead, but I thought the mountain was dead too at one point.
Yeah, there's always a chance these people will survive unless you see a body. But I think he's dead.
I mean, seemed like he was irreparable unless there was a maester nearby, which I don't know if that would have even helped.
It was a good counterpoint to when the hound stole that farmer's money and then killed him.
Yeah, because he's like, well, I guess like, that was Arya's thought was yeah. like, it would be nice of me to kill you, so I'm just going to be a bitch.
Yeah.
That fight between Brienne and the Hound was, first of all, awesome.
Oh, it was crazy.
Second of all, I had no idea who to root for.
I was like, somebody's going to lose this fight, and that sucks because I like both these characters.
Yeah. Well, it's possible that somebody could have broken it up.
Yeah.
And then it was just sad. I mean, even though Sansa kind of sucks, it was sad that I guess what happened, and I didn't realize at first, was when they got to the gate and Arya had her uncontrollable, hilarious laughter. Like, nobody knew that Sansa was there because right. she wasn't telling people that's who she was.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to a reunion between
Although
those
I
two.
Feel like she could now that, I mean, what's her name, Crazy Bitch is dead?
Well, she has
it seems like...
She told people in Littlefinger's trial who she really is.
Right. That's yeah. right. They do know.
Yeah, so they do know
But
now.
It's just not public enough that when they said at the gate...
Right.
Although...
And I think Sansa...
I guess they turned away because Crazy Bitch was dead.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's still a little bit weird how that went down.
Sansa, I think, has improved the most. She's the most improved character this season. She's really grown.
Still sucks, but definitely most improved.
I find myself rooting for her now.
Yeah. Her little... I wouldn't even call it a heel turn, but a badass turn. Mm. Did she actually dye her hair black, or am I just imagining
I think that was
that?
Just the shadows, yeah.
Because she should have. Oh, it's my Hot Topic face.
Sansa goes gone.
But I guess Brienne and Pod never made it there. And I guess so now they think Sansa's not there because,
right.
you know, if Arya turned back.
Yeah.
And a little bit weird of... That's the other thing is that when Arya... I guess I didn't think about it until Arya decided not to join up with her was... What's she going to do once she finds the kids?
Right.
Her job is to keep them safe. Where's she going to... How is she going to do that?
I guess
take them to her parents, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how Tarth is as a place.
Mm. Yeah, that was an interesting little telephone game of people then getting misdirected. Now, should we move on to our worst list? These are the,
yeah. I'm
the
trying to make sure
worst.
I have hashtag the worst.
No.
I'm trying to make sure I have the right list. Might want to make an edit, so you should start.
Okay, I'll start. And it was hard for me to narrow down to a number five, but Sam was so close to making my top five
what?
Worst. He's so
Samuel
annoying.
Tarly?
He's so annoying.
He's just so adorable, roly-poly yeah. Little
he's so annoying.
Loser.
Although, once he killed that White Walker, I was like, all right, Sam's no longer like.
I mean, yeah.
On the pathetic list. John's boss almost made the list. John's asshole boss.
Yeah.
You know, he's just trying to get shit done. And so my number five is that old maester in King's Landing. I just hate him.
Oh, in King's Landing. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not the Targaryen one.
Yeah, he seems pretty shitty.
Yeah.
I don't really remember specific, because all the old guys start to blend together, and
right.
the guy at the wall seems pretty awesome.
Yeah, the guy at the wall and the guy in King's Landing kind of look alike, but the guy at the wall is kind of cool.
Or they might be the same guy? Does he?
No, not
is
same
that
guy.
A power of maesters that they can, like in mm-hmm. Harry Potter, like he just
yeah,
steps
I,
out
I
of
I don't
his
think
photograph?
He's apparating between the
no,
two.
No, 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 like where he has a portrait in each place and he just steps out to do his maestering.
No, yeah, I don't believe that's the case.
Okay.
I haven't read the books.
Yeah, I don't know. yes. Yeah, I'm trying to think. I guess at Tyrion's trial, he was a dick.
Yeah, right? He's always a dick.
And then I don't remember too many other specific things.
He's the one who was like leaking information to Cersei.
Okay.
I think in like season two, maybe season three.
Yeah, I'm not arguing. I just don't remember.
Yeah. No,
I can totally believe he's a dick.
He's super whiny too. He's complaining about Miracle Max in the last episode.
Yeah, he was like, ow.
He's like, I'm the maester.
Too blave. He didn't say too blave. He said true love. Come on. And Cersei was like, no, get out.
It's like, Miracle Max failed out of maestering school. You want me to do this? I've got chains.
All right, my number... Yeah, I got to rejigger my list a little bit.
Ooh.
I think I'm going to throw off Rickon Stark, who I have on there, just because what's the fucking point of another Stark kid doing nothing? We've already mentioned this a little bit, but he's just a waste. He has no personality, and it seems no plan. Like, someday, eventually, they'll find out that he and Bran are around, and, like, the line of succession will be back.
Well, that was like Tomlin before Joffrey died. I was like, hey, look, it's that kid who's never on the show.
Right.
Oh, he's king now.
Yeah. But instead, I think I'm going to go with... would have been number one or two until the last episode or two, but Sansa Stark is going to be my number five. Because she's just the worst.
No, Sansa didn't even make my list.
She's just,
I like Sansa now.
Lame, and she's definitely gotten better.
Yeah.
But for so long, she was just a victim, and it's not her fault, but it was just annoying to watch.
Season four has
and
been...
for a long time, if she was in a scene, Joffrey was in the scene, and that's no good.
Yeah. Sansa has really redeemed herself, I think. She would have made my list, probably top three, but she really redeemed herself this season. Season four was season of the Sansa.
Did she really, until like the last couple episodes? I mean, the first half of the
season, that's when,
she didn't.
Yeah, it was the last few episodes where she really came into
it. I would say just that one, I don't remember which episode it was specifically, but that one where she like saved Baelish's ass and...
No, even before then. I'd say post Joffrey getting murdered, Sansa started getting better and better.
I don't know. I don't think until she punched or slapped Robin, I don't think I cared about her.
Ooh, that was great. Yeah.
I think that was the first time I cared about her. Because before that, it was just, I built this little snow home that reminds me of Hoth and, whatever. I mean, maybe she was a little bit better before then, but still. Yeah,
you're right. That's exactly where she came into her own, when she slaps crazy cousin Robin.
I don't know. Almost her future husband, Robin.
Yeah. So that was...
That was five.
That was your... Okay, that was your five, Sansa. Yeah, she did not me. My number four is a different Stark kid. It's Bran Stark.
Really?
Bran is the most boring character on the show.
But he's got magical powers.
Yeah, he's got magical powers. Who doesn't on this show?
And he does.
And he's involved in the most boring D&D campaign in the entire show.
It is pretty. Yeah. I don't know. First of all,
I just find him annoying.
He is our key to Hodor. If we didn't have him, Hodor would be gone. But I guess the only thing I don't like about him is he has magical powers, but we don't really know what they are. He just has some stupid visions. The warging is just... I don't like the eye thing. That's kind of just gross. And, Billy's warging. Uh-oh. Why do these birds keep flying into the window? But, like, you feel like he's going to have super magic powers at some point. But until then, we're just in a holding pattern, which is basically most of the plots on this show, but specifically his. So I disagree with you a little bit, but I see where you're coming from.
Every time he comes on, oh, here's Bran being carried to another part of Westeros.
Yep. Bran in a wheelbarrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Bran is just the most, I don't know. I just don't like him.
Yeah. My number four, which is a tough call, because she's definitely very interesting and definitely has things happening, but Cersei is such a bitch. Number four is Cersei, just because she's a bitch.
She didn't make my list.
I mean, I could see how people would like her. She's a lot of fun. She drinks a lot. That's fun. And whatever she's involved in is always fun. But she is almost the reason we don't get any more Dinklage. I mean, that could very... I mean, that would have pushed her very high up on my list if she were the end of Dinklage for real.
I feel like the actress cast as her is like a poor man's Keira Knightley. She looks like Keira Knightley and does like the Keira Knightley face when she talks.
She was... I think she was the lady in the Summer Glau Terminator show. She was Sarah Connor.
She does that thing. She was Sarah Connor in the...
I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
She was also in... I want to say she was the... female lead in Van Helsing.
She's usually a brunette. She's not a blonde.
Yes, which, yeah, even after I found out that's who it was, I was like, is there another actress with a similar name? Because I do not see this resemblance.
If you watch the, if you have the DVDs and you watch the special features, they do a table reading, and both she and Danny are brunettes. And they both look
I saw Danny as a, in like a promo for it, and I just thought, you look really weird. Don't not look like Khaleesi. Her eyebrows give it away, though. Mm. Both of them.
Yeah.
And you can tell they got some dye jobs going on.
Yeah, I like Cersei. I don't like Cersei, but...
She's definitely... The show would be worse without her, but yeah. She's such a bitch, I can't not mention her. Yeah. But yeah, she was in 300, is one of the big things she was in. What else important? Let me just make... Yeah, she was Sarah Connor
in
a TV show.
But yeah, I watched the first season of that. I never realized it.
She was in a movie in 2008 called Whore, and her character was Mom.
Did you say Hodor?
Whore. Whore.
Whore.
Who were she was in 300 and
was she the witch?
She was in The Brothers Grimm.
I never saw it.
And I think let me just keep checking to
so
see.
She was
if
in
she
some
was
great
in...
movies, is what you're saying.
Yeah, actually, none of the things I'm passing look good.
Okay,
maybe she wasn't in Van Helsing. Maybe it was just Grimm. Or maybe Van Helsing came out a really long time ago.
Van Helsing was the one with Hugh Jackman, right?
I'm pretty sure there's a huge Jackman in that.
So my number three, we're moving on from Cersei? Yeah. Okay, my number three is someone who would have easily been number one or number two on the best list if we recorded this in season at the end of season three, but is now number three on
Hold
my
on,
worst
let me
list.
Just think. Let's see.
It should be obvious.
Trying to think who... Nobody I have listed fits that description.
This person made a huge heel turn this season and just sucks completely now.
Tywin?
Shay.
Oh, yeah, what a bitch.
Shay, my favorite. I mean, she was probably my number one favorite character last season.
She was two of your favorite characters.
I remember coming into the finale last season saying to a friend, if Shay dies, I'm going to riot. And now this season, like, Tyrion Whitefangs her. You know, makes her go off to, like, save her life. And she totally, like, buys into it hook, line, and sinker. Shows up at his trial and hoses him completely.
I don't remember her buying it hook, line, and sinker. I think she was really upset about him sending her away.
Yeah, exactly. So she did not realize she was being White Fanged.
Oh, okay. She bought him. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like Tyrion's like, go. I don't love you. I never loved you. And she was like, oh, I can't believe you're saying that. And it's like, clearly he's doing this to keep you alive.
Yeah, see, I don't have a problem with her because sleeping with Tywin is pretty weird.
She slept with Tywin.
But I don't...
And called him Tyrion's nickname, my lion.
Do I remember that?
Yeah, she's a fucking cunt.
Yeah. But they're all lions. It's not his nickname. They're all lions.
Yeah, but she called Tyrion my lion. That was her term for Tyrion.
All right. I mean, partially agree with this.
When she got strangled.
But I don't...
I was like Tyrion. I was like, do it. And then I was like, oh, I'm crying too.
But he did such a good job of White Fanging her that I feel like she, as far as she knew, had plenty of reason to hate him and get back at him in every way that she could, and she sure did.
She sucks now.
And she did some sucky things, but it's because he sucked at her first.
Like sucking off his dad.
That was pretty sucky.
Yeah, so Shay, you used to be my favorite, and you broke my heart.
Wow.
She's like the Fredo of the...
Shay's just a Morrissey song, apparently.
Broke my heart, Shay. Broke my heart.
Yeah. Just like a lot of things that happen at Shay break my heart.
That's good. Now I understand her name.
My number three
is... You believe in her, and then she lets you down.
That's exactly right. The more you believe in her, the more she lets you down. My number three is Crazy Bitch in the Aerie. Is it Liza Aaron?
Oh, and Crazy.
Lisa? Liza?
I think it's Liza.
Or is it none of those names that I just made it up?
I think it's Liza. Lisa? Right. I think it's Lisa.
Lisa.
Lisa. So not Lisa, not Liza, but Lisa.
Liza Minnelli.
Like bugs in my hair.
Yeah, she's just... It's not just that she's crazy. It's not just that she breastfeeds way too late.
Is it that she has those sunken eyes that are really creepy?
It really sucks when you see a boob on the show and it's not cool. I mean... I don't think that's going to happen.
I think you put that perfectly. Wow, yeah.
But, and also, more sucking. Little Boy Wonder Robin definitely could have been on this list, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's just a jerk. But he doesn't have a big enough part, I think, to quite make it.
I roll my eyes every time he comes on screen.
He's just, oh, God, he's so nice. But they both just have that look, that crazy look in their face.
Yeah.
And she's just gross. And the whole, like, oh, Peter, I love you so much. And Baelish is pretty gross. And I don't know.
I like Tommy Carcetti. Yeah, Tommy Carcetti's great. I took the Wire character are you and got Tommy Carcetti.
I guess that's not too bad.
Yeah, it's not a bad one.
He had good intentions all the time.
Yeah.
All right.
Good intentions, kind of strays at the end.
Baelish is just... you just know there's so much creepiness underneath, and now it's starting to come out more. Well, it always came out a little.
Yeah, if you
his whole thing for Catelyn Stark that he couldn't let go.
Yeah.
I don't know. But Liza Aaron, I mean, through the moon door was the best. I loved seeing her fly.
Yeah, she flew.
We love to fly, and it shows.
Yeah, if only Robin joined her.
Yeah. Well, would not be surprised.
Well, he's like, you know, raising an endangered animal in captivity and then releasing it in the wild. He's going to be dead in day two.
Yeah.
Of his tour of Westeros.
Yeah.
Aunt Lysa.
Your number Aunt two. Crazy.
My number two is Joffrey.
Yeah, he sucks.
Yeah, he sucks. Oh, man. I did not, like, when he died, so many of my friends were like, oh, saw that coming because he was being like an extra big asshole. And like, I was thinking...
No, he was being as big an asshole as always. Yeah. He just had a big stage.
Yeah, I was like, no, I think he was just being Joffrey. Like, I did not see that coming at all.
I mean, did Tyrion slap him or anything at that? Or did he hold himself in check?
I think he held himself in check.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, man, the dwarf fights was actually kind of funny. was horrible. That's rude. Adorable. That's offensive and funny. And just not cool. But, yeah, Joffrey... Ugh. Yeah, he sucks.
Yeah, he
and yeah, I was glad he died. Yeah, some people were like, "Oh, he shouldn't be glad if somebody dies." I'm like, "No, no, no, just a show,
okay.
Just a show."
One, he's a fictional character.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I still don't agree with the people who are like, you shouldn't be happy that Osama bin Laden's dead because the person's dead." I'm like, "No, he's Osama bin Laden. I'm happy he's dead.
Like,
I'm happy Osama bin Laden's dead. You know what? And I'm happy Joffrey's dead. And Joffrey's a fictional character, people.
Both worlds are better off for both deaths. Yes. You know, I'm not happy that a dude died, but much better off.
Yeah, I'm very happy that dude died. Both of them.
My number two is gonna die any second. He's got to. Walder Frey. How do you invite a guest into your home and feed them and then turn your back on them? I mean...
Who's Walder Frey?
The guy, the old lecherous dude at the Red Wedding who hosted the Red Wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Filch.
Oh, Filch. Yeah. Wait. Filch. I thought Filch was the guy who had all the girls the daughters he had sex with.
Same guy.
Wait, that's the same guy?
Yeah. Wait. Because he married off, he was supposed to marry off one of his daughters to Robb Stark.
No. The guy by the wall whose house they burned down.
No, that's Craster.
Craster. Wait, and that I thought that was Filch. That's not Filch?
No.
Okay.
Filch is the guy down south somewhere.
Right.
At the river crossing place.
Oh, so he's still around, huh?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean.
Yeah, he sucks.
Because he, like, turned his back and, like, after Robb Stark. You know, didn't marry his daughter because his daughters were gross, except that one hot one.
There was that one hot one.
But, yeah. I mean, first of all, marrying his own daughters and being gross like that was gross.
Yeah.
And then just being gross was gross.
Yeah. But that Frey daughter couldn't compete with Alyssa Milano. That's who Robb Stark's wife kind of looked like to me.
Okay.
I don't remember people's names. I only remember who they remind me
of. Yeah, it makes it really hard to talk about the show with you. Cause
yeah, it makes it great.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
No,
you're
I don't.
Using these made-up words.
Yeah, but the show made them up and says them during the show.
There's so many. And they all have beards, or they're all old.
Yeah,
they're all
definitely
blonde
the
women.
First season. And I even watched the first season on DVD in, like, a week. I watched the entire thing. And so you would think it's not like a week apart forgetting who they are.
Yeah.
It's back-to-back episodes, and I don't recognize these guys.
The only reason that I'm getting better at recognizing people is because the people they look like are now dead. It's like, yeah. Oh, okay, Robb Stark's dead. Now I know which one's Jon Snow.
And especially at the beginning, because all the Lannisters visited Winterfell. Everybody from Winterfell went down to King's Landing. There's a lot more mixing of plot lines, I think.
Mm.
Now, like, the guy who looks like Robb Stark that's at the wall, or looks like Jon Stark that's at the wall, is just Jon Stark.
I mean, Jon Snow. There's another, he's Jon Stark, Snow. Sir.
Not yet. Oh, wait.
What?
That's what I should do. I should pretend like I've read the books and start spilling spoilers and being like, oh, man, I can't believe what happened in that fight and Jon Snow just dying. And
that
like,
happened when...
Wait. Oh, that's right. He doesn't die until like right after the fight.
I've had people do that to me with like movies and was like, oh, yeah, it's terrible when like Anne Hathaway dies at the end of that movie.
Oh.
And then it turns out she lived. And I was like, wait, what?
Were they
hadn't
playing
seen
a trick
the
on you or no, just didn't?
No, they hadn't seen the movie yet and just assumed she died.
But they were
not
putting
trying.
It out there like...
Yeah, they weren't playing a trick. They were just wrong.
Huh.
Yeah, weirdos.
That is pretty strange.
So that was your number two, right?
Yeah.
Okay, my number one is... I don't know her name. It's the Red Witch who hangs out with Stannis.
Melisandre.
Oh, yeah, the one, Smokey Vajayjay. The one who has smoke monsters come out of her vagina. She sucks.
She does suck.
She's the worst character on the show. She'll always be the worst character on the show. She's terrible. If she's not your number one, I don't understand how she didn't make the top five. Every time she comes on the screen, I'm like, no,
she's
cut away. New scene. She sucks.
I mean, I can see that, and I consider her for my list, but at least cool stuff happened. Like,
she's
the entire
so
Stannis
annoying.
Plot line is just spinning their wheels until finally he does something this episode.
She is so annoying,
but
and
she's
so
at least
full
got,
of herself.
I mean, she's got some powers. You know something's going to happen when she's around.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen? I get annoyed. Every time she opens her mouth, I'm like, no, shut up.
You know, I like her better than Stannis' actual wife. Because she's just a wet blanket.
She's just
annoying and crazy. Mm. I mean, Melisandre at least has some action and does something.
She sucks. And,
yeah.
Stannis' actual wife, I'm just like meh about. Like she would
yeah.
be like the top.
I mean,
five,
she's not
meh.
Worth putting on the list.
She's up there with Tomlin and like Ricky Stark.
Yeah, but
characters you forget existed.
But no, my number one is Joffrey because Joffrey's the worst. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Nah.
He killed off Roz. Remember our first favorite hooker?
Well, yeah.
Before Shay, yeah, Roz.
Yeah, and crossbow victim.
Who I didn't realize until I don't think I knew when he killed her. That was her. Because I guess I just didn't really make the connection that she had, like, traveled. I remember she jumped on the cart and was, like, traveling
and
to King's Landing.
And then flashed Theon.
And then, yeah. That was funny. And
the original Smokey Vajayjay.
And, you know, so I kind of knew she should be there, but I don't think I made the connection that was her in both places.
Yeah, they showed her in Littlefinger's Best Little Whorehouse in Westeros a few times.
Yeah, and so I think I knew she was there and... I don't think I made the connection on my own that she's the one he played target practice with.
Oh, no.
But I mean, so there's that. There's him being a dick to Sansa. Like, having your father executed in front of you by your fiance, that's some deep shit.
Yeah. Yeah, Joffrey is the worst, except for the Red Witch. She's really the worst. Like,
I almost took him down from number one because he's not around anymore, but he's just so... so horrible that it's you got to keep him there.
Yeah, he made my number two because I agree with you. He sucks. But the Red Witch is the only character who annoys me more. Like Joffrey sucks, and then if they were both in the same episode, I'd be like, no, she sucks more. I just hate her. Hate her so much.
I hate her, but kind of like Cersei. Except Cersei's just such a giant bitch. I had to put her on. Mm. But kind of like Cersei, I hate what she does. But it at least is good stories.
Mm. Yeah, so. I like Cersei, and I like her plot lines, and I like her little venomous nature. That Red Witch, she just, ugh.
Although, I guess there's not too much, besides the existence of dragons, there's not too much in the way of real magic on the show until Bran's new friends.
Yeah.
And so, like, what she does, It's like, is this a world with that kind of magic? Is it real? Or is she just like conning Stannis?
I don't think
the smoky bajay business is definitely proved something. But right. like all the other stuff, like where they're praying to the Red Witch or praying to the gods of light or whatever.
Yeah, the god of light.
It's sort of like, wait, is the praying like doing something? And like, is that related to her being a witch? Or does she just do her shit and she's just trying to get followers? I guess I just don't understand it.
Yeah, I thought she was a con woman until, you know, she did the whole, like, smoke monster out of her vagina.
I feel like Stannis might have been ready to cast her off until then, too.
Yeah. But, and getting 9 months pregnant in, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah, well, that only happens in Twilight movies.
She's just such, like a know-it-all who's so full of herself. She's, like, the most annoying person, I think, to hang out with in Westeros. Yeah.
And just, I mean, religious zealots are never fun, no matter what religion. And, you know.
Yeah, like Joffrey is just, like, a prick. She sucks, too. They both suck.
She's kind of a prick.
It's a neck-and-neck race, don't get me
wrong. Yeah, and,
They were separated by, like, a hundredth of a point on the
So you're hoping she gets separated at the neck, is what you're saying.
Oh, I hope she dies next, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great. But you got to keep some assholes around to make the show interesting.
True. So those are our best and worst characters.
Yeah.
So what do we think is going to happen moving forward on the show?
Well,
after waiting a freaking year for more episodes.
Yeah, I wonder with the White Walkers. Are we going to have, like, dead characters come back? Are we going to have, like, a Ned Stark White Walker or Ned Stark zombie?
I feel like...
Are the dead going to rise in Westeros?
I feel like
Westeros?
If it came to that someone who's dead that far south rises, then the White Walkers have already won and the world's over anyway. So I don't think that's a thing.
And Ned's been decapitated.
Somebody who dies... Yeah, I think that's the end of them anyway.
I think burning the bodies.
I know that works for zombies.
Burning the bodies seems to be the only way to guarantee it, because they're really big on burning the bodies. Yeah.
But, I mean, I assume it goes along with the book in some way, but it's just, we get such little information about them. But everything that happens is awesome, like that baby, like, turning blue eyes. And
here's what I think is going to happen. I think it's going to be revealed that the Red Witch is Jon's mom. And I think so because in the last episode, when after Stannis makes his way to the north, you know, and has
"Do you know who your mother is?"
Has the wildlings? There's a scene where they're burning all the bodies, and Jon is looking through the fire, and she's on the other side of the fire looking at him, and they make eye contact. And I can't think of any reason.
I just kind of thought she was like, oh, he's next.
I can't think of any reason for that scene to take place other than either that, yeah, he's next, or that they just subtly showed the mom and son looking at each other.
I guess I hadn't thought of that. That's possible.
And I'm guessing that neither of them...
Stannis did ask if he knew who his mother was, didn't he?
I don't know. I'm guessing that neither of them...
For some reason, when they were like, oh, I'm, you know, Ned Stark is my father, right, blah, blah, blah.
I'm guessing neither of them know that John is, or maybe she does know.
I feel like she, if it were true, she would know.
But the last time she saw him was when he was, you know, very small child.
I mean, she may not know right away.
Yeah, until he's introduced to
her. I feel like she would know that, because it's not like Ned Stark had a ton of bastards.
Right, right.
I feel like she, I mean, it's pretty hard not to know.
Dirty Dick Ned Stark. Maybe he did.
Well, maybe. Not as much as Robert Baratheon.
Oh, yeah. That guy's a whore.
Yeah.
So I think that's who... If Jon Snow's mother is someone we've met already, I think it's going to be her.
And then, as far as what else happens north of the Wall, I mean, it's pretty obvious Stannis has an army that can hold him back, hold back the wildlings. And I feel like the next step kind of has to be the walkers coming in. And
yeah, I think Stannis might unite the wildlings and the crows together.
Maybe.
Yeah. It all depends, I guess, on... Well, it looks like the wildlings are going to team up with Stannis.
Yeah.
Because the head wildling in charge said he doesn't bow to Stannis, but, you know, it looked like he was willing to go along with him.
Right.
Because he just wants to get his people south of the Wall, because he doesn't want them to become zombie father. Potter.
And then, so where was Arya going? Because the ship was going to Braavos, but think, she wanted to go north.
Yeah, but I think
she want to go back to Winterfell?
I think she's. I think so, but I think she's going to Braavos now. I'm not sure.
Because it seemed like after she showed him the coin, I mean, first of all, that meant he was going to take her.
And
but
get,
it
like,
seemed
first
like
first class room too.
Yeah, it seemed like she like wanted to go north, and that was enough to change his mind. Right. But I couldn't tell for sure.
Yeah, I couldn't tell either. I guess we'll find out
there was,
next season about that.
Yeah, one of the articles I read online was positing that because her buddy who killed for her and gave her the coin,
yeah,
that dude,
the faceless man,
yeah, yeah, because he's a faceless man, and I guess his whole like group is that the dude she showed the coin to might think she's one of them because they can change their faces.
Right.
And I was like, oh, that'd be interesting.
Yeah. I wonder if he's one of them too.
Yeah. Or like, is he one of them or is he just afraid of them?
Yeah.
Or
Braavos,
you know,
people
whatever.
Just know like,
yeah. They're... You're like, oh, don't want to fuck with you.
Yeah. They're like the mafia of Braavos.
And then where's Tyrion going? Do we know?
Just away from King's Landing.
Yeah. He's just on a boat.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not having as much fun as the Lonely Island is.
Varys was very smart to get on that boat with him.
Yeah, it seemed like he was like, oh,
Tyrion
I was not planning on coming along, but apparently I'm going to get connected to this.
Tyrion goes in box. Box goes on boat. The alarm starts ringing. Varys goes on boat with Tyrion.
Yeah.
Boat sets sail.
And now, so Jaime, I guess, is probably not going to be known that he busted out Tyrion, because otherwise he'd have to run away.
Yeah.
Seems like that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I think they're going to blame Shay and Tywin's death on Tyrion, and that we won't know.
How did he escape?
Who knows?
Maybe Varys, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like when people disappear alongside the person who escapes, they tend to blame
Yeah,
that
that's another good point. Yeah. So we got them.
A lot of people have left King's Landing lately. Littlefinger and Sansa are gone. Varys is gone.
Yeah,
gone.
So Littlefinger and Sansa, I mean, there's not much for them to do except try to take power somehow, and I don't really see what their next step is, you know, because he's
little,
not really in
little,
with anybody else anymore,
Junior.
It seems. That's true. Khaleesi is sort of...
She's
still doesn't have really any momentum. She's still just trying to govern...
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't look like there's any ripe movement for her to go start taking places over.
Yeah, I wonder. Yeah, because she was.
I wonder how these dragons are going to feel being chained up. And if she got the third dragon chained up.
Because
she seemed to be the one that was being a dick to everybody.
Right. So is that dragon going to get chained up? Is that dragon going to die?
I don't know.
You might have to kill that dragon. That dragon just going to go off and, like, rebel against her?
Right. And then we've got Ramsay Bolton.
Oh, yeah.
Now is Ramsay Bolton. Who knows what's next for them?
Yeah, Rob Thomas. He just wants to push people around. He looks just like Rob Thomas.
I don't see that at all.
No. Well, it's 3 a.m., so I must be lonely.
Probably. With that opinion, you are.
Good one.
All right. I think we might
be
done.
Here's my prediction for next season. Everybody dies.
Everybody dies. Everybody. What is it, Shakespeare?
Everybody
it's
dies.
Only Act 4, or is, only, it, or is that Season 5?
The best way to die in Westeros is to announce, I'm not going to die today.
Or, you know, stand too close to Chekhov's moon door.
That's a good point.
You know that's going to go off.
Chekhov's moon door.
All right, well, thanks for joining us, everyone. And this episode is brought to you by Walder Frey's No-Kill Direwolf Shelter. Seriously, they just, they don't kill him. They just take those direwolves north of the wall, and they have a nice place to run around and eat zombies. Seriously, just take in your direwolves there. They will certainly not cut off its head and attach it to your body. I mean, that is not what they do there. So we thank them for sponsoring.
Additional funding from Littlefinger's Best Little Whorehouse in King's Landing.
Under new management. Probably. And Hodor brings you the new Hodor Deluxe.
Oh,
it's,
Hodor.
It's Hodor, Hodor.
Mm.
Oh, Hodor.
Now at 100% more Hodor.
Da-da-da-da-da. Hodor, Hodor.
Over 9 billion Hodor served.
Hodor.
Hodor. All right.
And with that, I think we might have run out of steam.
Valar Morghulis, everybody.
One more time.
Hodor.